This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gotta catch it first.
Introduce myself. My name is Matt.
He's come on here.
Wow.
He said, I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is TNT with the call. Good morning. Good President's Day morning to one and all. It's Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He is Bobby Belt. Peyton alongside in the back. And Sean is out one more day. Back tomorrow.
It's not just Peyton. We have a new member back there.
Oh, that's time. Right.
Yeah. Peyton, would you like to introduce our new member?
Yeah, this is Aiden.
Aiden, our new video coordinator.
All right.
Aiden. He is apparently a Packers fan, so say what you want in the fan text about that.
We got the NFC North covered up here.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, we do, because we got a Packers fan back here. We got Will Chambers, who's the Bears fan, along with Chicoline. Scott Long, marketing director Cody. They're all Vikings fans. Like, we're literally.
They are?
Yeah, we're
That's
just
strange.
Missing. It's funny.
And
it's funny.
Reatma,
that,
Reatma
yeah, then
Reatma's
the Lions. Like, we have literally the entire NFC
what
North.
Is that a California hat he has on?
I don't know. All
this
I know is
a world traveler.
Here's what I know. Whatever he's wearing, it won't say Dallas or Texas on it.
That's so true.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. So, how did everyone spend their first Sunday without football since first week of August?
Gouging my eyes out because I can't stand to watch these all-star games at all.
Man, I was all...
We had to, but I couldn't stand it. It was so brutal.
I had the kids this weekend, and...
Well.
Yeah, I know, right? And they wanted to see the three-point contest. And, you know, we were flipping back and forth between that and the hockey game. Because I was like, oh, man, I mean, I want to see... Oh, so USA Canada. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. And hopefully, Canada wins tonight and we get a rematch. Because that would be juicy. That would be juicy. But you know, it so I wanted to check out both, but it's just not the same when there's no college football or NFL. And this was the first, like I said, the first weekend since whenever the Hall of Fame game was last year. Whatever weekend that was. This is the first weekend without any kind of football since then.
Yeah, you do, and I don't know about you. I did feel the itch a little bit this weekend where I was just kind of like, is something just not right about the process, about the weekend, about like,
yeah,
I feel like you got to have something on.
Different.
Yeah.
A little different. You know, something I watched yesterday. I mean, this just goes to show what a degenerate I am. I'm tuning in to Drake versus Bradley.
and laying cash on it.
See, it was like, I have people hit me up. Like my buddy Jason Newman's like, dude, what do we got here? What are the bets? We got no bets this weekend. Just save your money. Mm. Save your money. No bets this weekend. We're not doing any of that. You know, like let's just not. I'm not hitting you up. I'm not going to tell you anything about Drake Bradley. I'm just going to sit there and watch it. And my sons are like, why are you watching this game? He's like, surely there's a better game on than these two games.
You're like, this second half under's really close.
Yeah, it's like, I just
need Drake to play better defense.
I'm workshopping this plan I've got to gamble again.
You know, you've said before, what is it, the sport that you said is the most impossible one to bet?
NBA, baseball's hard.
But it's baseball games, right? Like just a random baseball game on a Tuesday night. So What's the one that you feel is just like, that's the easiest? You got the best shot at winning.
WNBA.
What part of it?
Take the
Who wins?
Take the under?
No. The home favorite losing at the half.
Really?
That's the easiest one.
That's the only slam dunk you get in the WNBA? Dunk.
Home favorite losing at the half. Hammer them. Hammer them.
Now I'm gonna track this.
Yeah.
Swear to God, I don't even know. Is WNBA playing right now? Are they in season?
I have no idea.
Are they in season?
I think they're summer league.
Call KG, ask him. Okay. But whatever it is, if they're in season, I want to track this the rest of the year.
Do it. Yeah.
I want to see how money this is.
It used to be pretty foolproof. I don't bet it, but like it used to be pretty foolproof.
You know what's foolproof at this point?
Mac McClung. He is single-handedly going to save the NBA All-Star slam dunk contest.
And do you say that because of how entertaining he is or how much he's forcing stars to now say, all right, I guess I'm dunking?
Well, he is entertaining. Like, he's creative.
Is he?
Yes.
He did the Blake Griffin dunk all over again.
Yeah, but the
he's awesome, by the way. I don't want to sound like a hater. He is awesome.
The double tap off the rim. Yeah. I don't know. He's just kind of, I just think he's a little creative.
He's an all-time dunk contest participant. It's him. It's, who else in there? Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon,
Vince,
Michael Jordan, Dominique Wilkins. Like, not to say those guys are on the same level as players, but as dunkers, like, in this contest, Absolutely. It's just, I can't, it feels like, all right, we're running out of ways to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, we're running out of ways to have any sort of interest in this whole spectacle.
Man, Julie, my 12-year-old was like, the best dunk contest is like 2016 ever. And I'm like, what?
That was a great one. I will say that was
I have no idea what that was.
It was the Aaron Gordon, Zach LaVine one.
Okay, sure.
Where they were.
You could have told me any number of names and I would have said, okay.
No, it felt like they revived it a little bit that year. It was great. It was not the greatest of all time, though. So slow down, 12-year-old. He's not even 12,
like,
is he?
He's 12. Okay. I was like, I don't know, man. Like, the Jordan one was pretty good. He goes, Dad, it was. So, he's like, the Jordan one, he did a dunk from the foul line. I'm like, yeah. He goes, but like, I guess it was either LaVine or Gordon did the same dunk but went through the legs. And I was like, okay.
Yeah, so he ran, he did from the, and then he went between the legs, and which was pretty cool.
And I'm like, all right, you got me there. I'm not going to say anything about that, but like, you got to remember. And it's impossible, and this is what I realized, like, it's impossible if you just grew up and like never saw it, how impressive that was at the time, because you've never seen it before.
Yeah.
And that changes everything. That changes the whole game. You know, like, you may not think that the Elvis dance that he ripped off from somebody else, you know, the Elvis shimmy thing, like, that was
probably somebody else.
A whole bunch of somebody. you didn't know how cool that was until, like, you know, like, until you were, I guess, if you were alive then.
But see, here's the only thing about the dunk contest and where it's, is that it does feel like there's only a finite number of ways you can dunk the ball.
That's it. You run out of, there's only a certain amount of ways you can hit a home run. But, like, you could still hit one 500 feet, and everybody goes, whoa.
Yeah, right. 9-7, and I'm one who thinks they've ruined the home run derby. I think that's ruined because of the way that they...
The timer?
I hate the timer. I'd rather have the 10 outs.
You don't want 6 hours, though.
But I know, but you do want the... You do a little bit, don't you? Don't you want the majestic Josh Hamilton, like, let's all stop and watch this instead of just, all right, well, that's still flying out. He's swinging again.
I would like them to do an untimed first round, then time it the rest of the way.
Sure. Okay, yeah, like, you can change up the rules. That's fine. 972 points out. Go back and look. McClung did it better. He jumped over the roof of a car. The tallest point, Blake jumped over the hood. That's true.
Okay, yep, you're right.
And so, he did things better. But and look, he was great, but it is kind of forcing people a little bit to say, all right, I guess I'm going to participate now. We had Ja Morant tweet over the weekend. He said, y'all are about to make, or he said, Mac might make me decide to dunk. And then Giannis saw it, said, if you do it, I'll do it with you. But I feel like we get this about every year, don't we? some star, some like big time NBA star who's not done the dunk contest will sit there and chirp about, oh, I'm about to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to jump in there. Like, I feel like Adam Silver, like, you know, when you pay for like an embedded tweet or something, like an advertising tweet, I feel like Adam Silver probably just throws a like one of the big time stars a couple bucks and is just like, would you just tweet that maybe you'll do the dunk contest?
You think
one day?
So?
Yeah, just draw some attention to it.
I guess it would stun me if that actually did happen, but you know, like you're looking at NBA players, real actual NBA players, and then Mac is, you know, Mac's the guy who spends most of his time in the G League, like almost what 75% of the time or more in the G League, and he's out there, and Mac is now known as the most prolific dunk champion there is.
Yeah.
Like, this is, like, he is going to go, like, no one's ever three-peated. It's, you know, he's not Vince, but, like, he's the most prolific champ ever. And if you're an NBA player, are you really going to let this kid that nobody knows, like, has never really hardly ever played in the league go down and everyone says he's a better dunker than you? If you're John Morant, if you're, like, anybody in the league, are you going to, like, say, oh, you're gonna just sit there and let it happen? That's what this is calling out. And maybe it does force these guys to get into it, because next year, you know, let's say Ja and Giannis and, you know, two other like big time names want in. Are they going to tell Mac, hey, we're full. You can't defend your three, your back to back to backs.
I mean, I don't know how they would operate with that. I wonder if at some point does the NBA say, like, look, our solution is, and this sounds ridiculous, but I dead serious wonder if they would do it. Our solution is, you know, in the next CBA, within your contract, we have the ability to force you just one time in your career to do it. Like, if you are, like, especially on your rookie deal, like, we can force Wembanyama to take part. Like, it's odd. Like, it's built in. Like, if you say it's
not
built
after
in,
this weekend.
Right. No. Yeah. And we'll get to that in a sec. But I wonder if at some point their solution is, we've just got to have the ability to tell guys, like, it's a contractual obligation. You have to do it at least once. Like, if we want you to do it one time, you need to participate at least once.
Yeah. I mean, look, baseball tried to up it with money.
Yeah.
You know, like, whether it's like whatever the $1 million or whatever it is to the winner, which if you're on a pre-arbitration deal, that's great. You know, the NBA, same thing. If you're on a rookie deal.
If you're Shohei Ohtani, that's more than salary.
Yeah, it's half his salary for the year, you know. You know, for Mac, you know, even if it's like $100,000 for the NBA, you know, for Mac McClung, who's on a G League contract half the time,
it's good money.
And I don't know what they are now, but when I was in the Legends,
whoa.
I mean, the max salary was like $35,000.
Right.
So imagine what it is. That's tripling his salary. Hell yeah, man. Sign me up. Do it again.
Yeah, if it was $35,000, it was way more than tripling his salary. But
if it was $100,000?
Oh, no, I thought we were talking about the million.
Like, oh, I don't know what they were saying. I was saying, even if it's $100,000, yeah. I don't know what it is. Yeah. But, like, that's, I mean, hell yeah. You have to do it.
Now, tell us why you hate Chris Paul.
Well, Chris Paul.
Or actually, I anticipate you're going to defend this a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's, look, I love.
Because you love the technicality.
I love a good loophole. Okay, nobody loves a loop belt. Maybe somebody does. But nobody really loves a loophole more than I do. But Chris Paul and Wemby found this loophole during the skills contest. So, you know, you take them off the rack. You gotta pass it through a hoop or a circle, and then you've got to, you know, do a bounce pass and yada yada yada. Then you get to the other side of the floor, and you've got three balls that you're supposed to shoot, and then you go to the corner and you have three balls you're supposed to shoot. Well, instead of shooting them, they just take them and they flick them off the rack.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam. We don't care about making them. Doesn't count. Then they go, bam, bam, bam. The penalties for missing, I guess they found out, doesn't make up for the time saved. So they do that, and they go through, they run it through, and they make their layup at the end.
Oh, and Donovan Mitchell. There were a lot of guys. Donovan Mitchell is holding up, like, just doing thumbs down to them as the crowd is booing them. I do appreciate a good technicality. The league has to be pissed at Chris Paul when he does that.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, they disqualified him.
Yeah, they DQ'd him.
Which is that's not in any rule book. So, I mean, that was just an executive. Yeah, apparently, Silver can step in and say, you're disqualified, but he can't step in and say, Lakers, no, you're not allowed to make this trade with the Mavericks.
Yeah, so I love a good technicality. I love a good loophole, but come on. Like, you just completely showed that the entire weekend in sport is a sham.
Oh, that defines the NBA All-Star weekend more than anything I've ever seen. That Chris Paul was just like, don't even try to shoot.
Yeah.
Literally, we don't care about the fans or anything else. We're just going to toss this up to the rim. Here are the balls, and we're going to run down to the other
side. It was so bad. I mean, they weren't even trying.
Nope.
I love a good loophole, but that perfectly encapsulated.
Get him away from Wemby as fast as possible.
You think he's a little toxic?
Yeah, don't let him pollute your future NBA star. Man,
there was a lot of there was quite a bit of spur out there this weekend.
There was. There's a lot of spur.
Wemby and Paul and Castle and
we'll have great audio later of why Victor Wembanyama should be the GM of the Mavericks, because he knows how to do PR for them better than
they do. Yeah, very, very true. All right, Sean and RJ here on 105.3 The Fan. We got myself, Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden. Sean back tomorrow. Happy President's Day. Yesterday, like I said, your first Sunday without football in over 6 months. It was also your last Sunday without baseball until November. Let's get you set for Rangers spring training. Game starts this week. It's next to The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy President's Day to one and all. It's Sean and RJ here on 105 Through the Fan. Sean taking President's Day. Obviously, honoring all 40, I guess there's 46 different presidents.
No, 45.
Suckers and losers.
Who was the other one that was?
Grover Cleveland won.
45. Wow, yeah. Look at that. Yeah. There you go. Did you know, because this is President, we're going to do a little President's Day fun fact every second.
I know, you've got fun facts loaded up the whole week. That's why I'm standing right now. It's just I'm on the edge of my seat.
So disgusting. Did you know that President's Day will actually never fall on a president's birthday?
Never?
It's the third Monday in February.
Oh.
And
it's always on the third Monday. Just like Valentine's Day is always on Tuesday.
So it's on Tuesday. Third Monday, so that means that I guess because Washington's is on the 22nd, so can't go past that. You know? I don't know. So that's what AI said.
It's interesting.
AI said it, so I just assume
into the
true.
Future though. We could have a shot.
We could. Who knows? We could, because Lincoln's on the 12th, so that's never going to be the third Monday either.
Mm-hmm.
So
no. I mean, there's got to be into the future. Somebody certainly. So if you were basically born on February 15th through the 21st, then history would say you're never going to be president.
Right.
You can tell your kids to let go of that dream.
So my niece. Happy birthday yesterday to her.
I got a buddy. His birthday's February 15th.
So
he was never going to be president.
Never.
Never.
Never. She'll never make it. She'll never make it. And maybe if you know her politics, you're probably happy about that. So that's it depends. I don't know. Depends.
Who would be happy about that? You or Sean?
I think my mom. I think my mom.
All right, that tells me all I need to know.
I think my mom would.
All praise to Allah.
My favorite drink.
It's so good. Spring training is here. And this is a lot of what ifs. The Rangers will be in first place at the All-Star break if Friday is the first spring training game. Friday. Mm-hmm. They will be in first place at the All-Star break if three things happen. If Corey Seager is the starting shortstop in the All-Star game, means he's having a great year.
Does it mean he's having a great year?
He's healthy.
He's healthy enough that fans voted him.
Right. He's healthy enough that the fans. Because Bobby Jr. is probably the favorite.
Yep.
No doubt about that one.
So he would have to be putting up absurd numbers
right.
to take.
Absolutely. So, and that's good, right? If he's putting up absurd numbers, they're going to be up to a great start. Two, if Wyatt Langford is having a good enough year to have one of the three outfield spots.
Dude, we did. We talked about Wyatt Langford on Friday with Jared. So Jared came on with us on Friday and just did a little bit of a mini preview or whatever. And while we were getting ready, we went and looked up Wyatt Langford's splits because I was trying to remember. All right, what was he doing at the end of last year? I remember he was playing really well at the last year. Dude, his final
his OPS was over 900 the last like
yeah, but
50 games.
If you just look over like his last 30, like his last 30 games, his pace was. Like 50 home runs, 200 hits. Like he was absolutely off the charts. In fact, I'm trying to pull it up right now to look at what it was. Over the course of the final, we'll say the last, it was over the last 25 games, his pace was that he was a 50 home run hitter, which is nuts.
The AL outfield is, I mean, we're assuming health for all these guys. Like if Trout's healthy, he's going to make it.
Yeah, but he's not going to be healthy.
He's not going to be healthy, but if he is.
It's like saying if DeGrom starts 32 games this year.
We'll get to DeGrom in a second. Judge, if he's healthy, is going to make it.
Yeah.
Shohei is out of the AL.
Soto is out of the AL.
Yep. It doesn't necessarily... I mean, Julio Rodriguez is another one. All right, but Julio Rodriguez doesn't know the months of April, May, and June exist.
I was going to say, your most hated player in baseball, Julio Rodriguez, I feel like.
He's a great player. He just forgets that the season starts in April.
Do you feel like that was a big victory for you? when everybody was calling him like a top five player in baseball.
They're all big.
I know that one you were
I was angry.
You were ahead on that one.
I was angry on that one.
You were defiant.
I was angry on that one.
Like, Wyatt doesn't have to start, but like if he is good enough to make the All-Star team with an outfield that is, I mean, crowded at the top, but there's a lot of question marks. Like Trout could easily, like, would it surprise anybody if Trout missed 50 games before the All-Star break? I mean, no.
Mm-mm.
And there's only like 80 games before the All-Star break.
Yep.
So it's not like, but it would not surprise, and it would not surprise me if Judge hits like two DL stints in the first couple months. He gets injured.
IL, sir.
Sorry. And then finally.
I know we're a month back into the new administration, but slow down.
And then finally. And now, like, the other spot, obviously, is DeGrom. The three things. And forget the All-Star thing here. When was the last time Jake DeGrom threw 100 innings in a season?
Was it 2019?
Yeah.
2019?
Yeah. Now, Grant, 2020.
It was COVID. He was healthy the whole year.
He was healthy, and he wouldn't have had a chance to have 100 innings. I mean, there was.
He made it. Yeah, he made 60 games. I think he missed one start, maybe.
Yeah. So he didn't have a chance. But look, is he gonna be healthy enough to make 15 starts by July? Probably not. But even if he was, I don't think it'd be smart to do that anyway.
No?
Would you pitch him every fifth day, or would you like say like every two or three starts, skip him?
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Like, so you're just worried in general about him being hurt. You're not worried necessarily about the Tommy John, but like the UCL.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm worried about it all.
Yeah, but I would say, look, they put another one in there. It's like you put a new timing belt on your car. It's like, I imagine that one's not going to snap for a while.
I would think not.
I would hope not.
The second one is always like the list of guys that have come back and succeed. Like, that's the thing with Shohei.
Isn't there a little bit of it, though, that you just got to say, like, I got to get what I can out of
you
this
got
guy.
To. Yeah.
I paid him, yeah. And he's going to be here. And if the tires fall off, they fall off. But we got to see what he can do. Which at the end of last year, I talked about this with Jared on Friday. He was getting hit hard at the end of last year when he came back. And I was trying to ask Jared, I was like, all right, is that decline, or is because his velocity was down too? And I was like, is that decline?
It was,
or is
like
that,
97, right?
He was about a mile per hour down from where he's been throughout his career, his average fastball. And every pitch was about one and a half miles per hour down. And he was, his average exit velocity was the highest of his career last year by like 6 miles per hour. And so I asked Jared, I was like, all right, is that decline? Is that, this is who he is now? Like, is that a question we're looking at? Or is it just the nature of he was coming back for the first time in 15 months?
Right.
Jared felt like he's probably going to have a little bit of a decline when he comes back. He's probably not going to be totally DeGrom.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally possible. But that he thought last year was more just, all right, here's an extended spring training, get you some innings before you ramp up.
Look,
for next year.
I'm hoping that's what it was. This is a situation where, like, if you're, so you know how, like, Michael Gallup never trusted the knee again. And part of that, not necessarily, is not running straight. It's cutting. Right? That's
a big part of it. Yeah, it's that.
It's just cutting.
Because,
right?
I mean, that's what the ACL is. The ACL is the ability to move laterally.
So, if you're DeGrom, like, yeah, you could let it go. But, like, how confident are you that you're about to rip off a slider?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that might be the issue. Like, throwing a changeup isn't going to hurt his arm, right? You're throwing a fastball. Yeah, there's torque there, obviously. But the slider, it's the slider, right? And or any kind of breaking pitch. That's the one that really is like, oh, okay. Do we really trust this?
All right, I've got a question for you, though. Do you feel like, because I think this is something that this has got me a little bit excited, because I'm a dumb sports fan, Chop.
Sorry.
If you look, I've told Eric to ask him this in the clubhouse.
I can't sit down.
The flow is coming back. Is he Samson? Is he's got to have the long locks back.
Oh.
Is that going to help his interest? Because that's as long as his hair's been since he's been in Texas. I wonder if he's letting the flow come back. The full-on Syndergaard look.
I like the idea. Boy, by the way, you know, it's a sad state. When Bobby shows me something, I always assume it's going to be something sinister. So the first thing when he showed me that photo is I looked right at his junk.
Mine or Jacob's?
Jake's. I was like, what is he trying to show me here?
No, this is that was just a hair thing. But I'll tell you somebody who is really high on the Texas Rangers.
Dude, like, I'm serious. Like, just get on board. Like, this is the best team in the AL West. I think it's the second best team in the American League, assuming health.
Ooh, strong. You are Jim Bowden. That is what you are.
The Yankees are pretty clearly the best team in the American League. Like, they're just the most talented. The AL stinks. If you can't make the playoffs of the American League this year, like, every team, if you can't make the playoffs of the American League this year, you need to question where you are as an organization.
Jim Bowden has released the former GM, who I believe once traded Mike Bassick. Jim Bowden has released his MLB power rankings. Where do you think the Texas Rangers sit as we open spring training?
Throughout the entire league?
Throughout the entire league. Oh, all gosh. Of Major League Baseball.
Give me a second here.
You think where in the AL? Second?
I would put them second. I think Jim will have them fourth.
Fourth in the AL?
Yeah. They're behind Dodgers, Padres. They're behind Atlanta, Mets, Phillies, Yankees. I'll say he has Seattle ahead of them and Cleveland. So you have them ninth.
Not even close.
Fourth?
Fourth in Major League Baseball. Whoa. Ahead of them is only the Phillies, Yankees, and Dodgers. This is his write-up. He says, the Rangers were 78-84 last season, finishing third in the AL West, 10.5 games behind the Astros. So why do I have them fourth in my initial power ranking? Several reasons. First, they have a significant number of impact players who were injured last year and are now healthy, such as ace Jacob DeGrom, outfielder Evan Carter, and third baseman Josh Young. Second, they have a plethora of young talent ready to break out, including Wyatt Langford, Carter, and right-hander Kumar Rocker. Boy, how sad is it they don't even mention Leiter anymore. Third, they acquired two more power bats this offseason, trading for first baseman Jake Berger and signing designated hitter Jock Peterson, which lengthens their lineup and gives them 8 out of 9 batters who have hit 20-plus home runs in a season. Fourth, they have a deep starting rotation. Combine those factors with the core of their lineup, led by Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, and Adolis Garcia, and it's easy to see the Rangers being formidable again. When future Hall of Fame manager Bruce Bochy led the Giants to 3 World Series titles, you know what he's going to point out? He did it every other year. 2010, 2012, 2014, rather than consecutively. Will history repeat itself this year for Bochy? That's strong, though. Fourth in the American League. That is...
No,
that's,
fourth in baseball.
Or fourth in baseball. That's Bowden banking on they're going to be healthy.
Yes. If they're healthy, they're one of the 4 or 5 best teams in the league.
Are you more excited about Berger or Jock Peterson?
Ooh. Jock.
I'm excited
just
for Jock.
Just because he's got some drip.
And I think he's supposed to be like... an awesome clubhouse guy.
Peterson?
Awesome media guy. So I'm just excited to be able to hear from him.
Yeah. Chris Young did really an amazing job with limited resources financially this offseason. Like they're not the Mets. They're not spending like the Dodgers or the Mets. They're not doing that. Not until they get the TV thing figured out. But I think he did a tremendous job with what he had to work with. And they're set up, assuming health. And you're right. It's funny they didn't even mention Leiter, but they're set up. If they could say, and that's a big if with health, especially with some of the guys that they got. What does Evan Carter come back as? You know, does
Bradford as good as he was last year? He's got to show he can stay healthy. Rocker's got to stay healthy. Like even your young guy, even these young players he listed there, Young, Rocker, Carter, they've all got to show they can stay healthy.
And you know, like does Adolis return to 23 form? Does Semien have a decline?
Yeah, Semien was. I mean, in general, you look at last year. Yeah, Seager is getting older. Mm-hmm. Seager's not old yet, but Seager's getting older, and Seager didn't have as strong of a year, even when he was on the field last year, as he did the year before.
Happens.
So, hey, before we throw it to break, where are your baby wipes?
They're in the...
Which pocket?
Jeez. If you're holding it this way...
Uh-huh. Here, let me grab it.
Bottom left. Bobby's struggling.
They're dude wipes, not baby wipes.
Right there.
Thank you.
There you go, Bobby.
Be right back.
This is what we have to deal
Jeez,
with.
Jeez, all day.
All day.
How many segments is he going to miss?
I don't think he's going to miss any because he just stops in the middle.
Right.
He was in the bathroom in the last break.
And now he's asking for the wipes.
You know what that means? You know what that means he didn't do? Don't say it. Sean and RJ 105 through the fan. What did Adam Silver say about the Luka Doncic? Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. It's like you just
already forgot him.
You're like Peyton at 7 o'clock on a Thursday. Jeez.
I heard like three people over the weekend mispronounce his name, and I'm like, how are we still doing this?
I mean, how are we doing it, Chop? You just did.
People, I know, right? No, but they were doing it like, not on a slip. They were doing like Doncic, Doncic.
Yeah, it's.
And I'm like, what? No.
Is it just so many people who have been used to just saying Luca for so long?
Yeah.
That they've never bothered to figure out what the last name is?
They never bothered to figure it out. Yeah. But whatever. Adam Silver will talk about that coming up at 7 o'clock. Did you know it is President's Day, Bobby?
And we're going to
do this every single segment. Teddy Roosevelt named it the White House in 1901. Prior to that, it was the President's Palace.
It's probably a better move calling it the White House, because the President's Palace probably feels a little, arrogant.
Sounds like, about white.
Yeah, it does. It was also known as the Executive Mansion and the President's House. They didn't have a full name for it. And Teddy Roosevelt, 1901, the White House.
He just walked up and goes, That's a White House.
The White House.
We'll just call it that.
Big White House.
The White House.
Well, one of them was green. The greenhouse.
We called it the greenhouse.
But there already are greenhouses.
Yeah. Ask about the gas emissions. Yeah, apparently that's a big deal.
Greenhouse gases from the White House has a total different connotation.
Yeah, exactly.
So how was your Valentine's Day?
It was good. And let us know on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys fan text how your Valentine's Day went with your sweet baboo. 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. But I had an issue. I had a problem. We went to this dinner at Whiskey and Smoke in Flower Mound, which is one of my favorite spots.
Isn't that where you had your birthday party or whatever?
No, that was Jacob's graduation was next door at Underdogs. But that's that entire strip of restaurants there, that's all owned by the same restaurant group. So they bought every one of those things and put in like all eight of their concepts. So there's like a lot of different things you can do down there. It's a cool spot right on the Riverwalk. I love it. So I had gotten some hell from Kristen this week for... Mm-hmm. She basically had scolded me for Christmas a little bit, where she was like, if you're just going to, at the last second, grab some stuff off a shelf, then just don't bother. And I was like, ooh, okay. All right. So I'll plan something out a little bit. And she was just like saying, don't feel obligated to where you just go grab. If you put some thought into it, do it. But if you're not going to put thought into it, don't even do it. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, fine. Fair enough. So we went to Whiskey and Smoke. That's one of her favorite places. And it's great. 5-course meal. Had these, you get all these different options. And the problem was when we got to the second option, mm-hmm. and we could get either a soup, a wedge salad, or it was something seafood. And I was like, no, I'm not doing the seafood. But the soup was an Italian soup.
Well.
And I was like.
Minestrone?
No, it wasn't Italian soup. It was a French onion soup. Way different. No, I was thinking of what the next course was, and it screwed me up.
I think they might border each other.
Okay.
I don't know.
Regardless, French onion soup. So I don't know what that is, I guess.
It's disgusting.
I had heard French, when I've never ordered it. You've seen the way I order at a restaurant. I'm a child. I'm very picky. Yeah, but
this is one of your food takes that's actually, I think, right.
But I'm a childish order, so I would have never ordered that before, unless it was one of a select options where you have to pick something. And so I was like, okay, French onion soup. That's like it's like potato soup, right? It's like white or something, and it's like a little creamy. That's what it is. Nope. They drop this bowl in front of me with a tortilla over it.
Cheese.
That I was told that was cheese. I only found that out from Peyton because I sent a picture of it, and I said, I don't know what this is, and I don't know how I'm supposed to eat it. I thought this was just going to be a bowl of soup that I could just eat like a normal person. And Peyton says, well, you're supposed to let the cheese melt in there. But I was like, oh, okay, so this is cheese. All right, so I am supposed to push this in, I guess.
It's provolone, I think.
I'm not even kidding, Chuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how embarrassing.
I saw the photo.
No, I'm going to show you how embarrassing of a child I am. So this is not going to be, you don't have to look for junk when I turn this around. I was so lost that I went on ChatGPT and I said, how do I eat French onion soup?
Bobby.
I said, do I mix the top layer of cheese in? And this thing said, when eating French onion soup, follow these steps for the best experience. So they said, break through the cheese. Use your spoon to break through the layer of melted cheese and bread on top. It said, spoon carefully. Scoop up a bit of everything in each bite. Some cheese, broth, and caramelized onions. Use a knife if needed. So I was about ready to use a knife because that cheese was not breaking up easily with just the spoon. And so I'm like, I feel like if I'm using a knife mm-hmm. to eat soup, this is not soup anymore.
Ah.
Like to me, if I have to use a knife to cut up my soup.
Yeah, look, I mean, now a bread bowl, different story. I to me, the bread bowl, like chowder, is the best. Bread bowl clam chowder is my favorite. Because it's a meal. It's a full meal.
You want to see what my other question asked ChatGPT at dinner? Here, I want you to read it. It's the top one. Because I was confused when I sat down and I was not going to ask Kristen.
Are you supposed to eat a charcuterie by hand in a fancy restaurant?
I didn't know if I was supposed to use little utensils to pick up the stuff.
Use a fork.
I don't know. They you guys have all these dumb rules about which fork and outside in outside and everything in. Else.
Yeah, I mean, you can... obviously, you don't eat the cracker with your hands, but yeah, you cut it. You could use the knife to cut it.
Okay, and I found that out.
Yeah.
ChatGPT told me. So that's what I'm going to have to do. I'm going to start ChatGPT when I'm in a fancy restaurant
this
and I don't...
Amazing.
I mean, it's like this an SNL amazing. Skit. Like, ChatGPT for restaurant etiquette. Like, I'm seriously just pulling out my phone, trying to listen to my wife at dinner and just...
So did you get her anything for Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I got her tickets to Post Malone.
Well.
Yeah. She's been wanting to see him really bad.
All right.
So...
Did you have those tickets for like months and you just decide to bring it out because it's Valentine's Day?
Nope.
Oh, thanks.
Maybe he'll play got him as soon Smells as she, Like Teen Spirit.
Again. Got him as soon as she told me to put some thought into it. I was like, okay, all right. Well, she's wanted Post Malone, so we'll go get that. After, and that's why I asked you last week, Peyton, hey, when did you get Post Malone tickets?
I got them too. I'll be going as well. Yeah,
nice. That's why nice. I got Sarah Flowers.
Flowers, that was it?
Well, we're not big gift givers. Now, I'm not going to... She wink. I may have taken the flowers from some of my arrangements for my dad's funeral.
Oh my God. No, did you really? Did you really do that?
Yeah, I just pulled a couple of them out.
That's amazing.
I mean, they're just there. Yeah, you know, there's a couple of white roses in there.
You re-gifted funeral flowers.
Took some of the white roses out, and I gave her those. And then, they looked a little sad. There was only three of them.
I wonder why.
They looked a little sad on the table. So I decided, I had to go to... I dropped off Luca on Friday. He had a baseball game. It was like a day game. They had off. Apparently, they get off for Valentine's Day now because kids can't stand the option of not getting a Valentine's Day card at school or something.
They don't
like that.
Do Valgrams anymore.
They don't
man.
Do Valgrams wow. anymore. Kids can't stand that, so they just give them the whole day off. So we had a baseball game at like 2, so I had to drop them off at the school like 11. And I came back on the way home. I had to stop at Sam's. I got some stuff. And then I bought her a full dozen roses then.
Oh, good.
But so I added to the, because the other three looked pretty sad. It looked like it was, looked like the single rose in Da Vinci Code.
Or the one from Beauty and the Beast. It's just dying.
Just withering and dying.
817 took my girl down to Dripping Springs for the romantic weekend getaway. Let's see. What else do we have here? Dude, this is wild. 817. Kudos to you, sir. I don't think I could even get away with this. Had my parents come help my wife with the baby while I went on a guy's golf trip in East Texas. Pretty solid Valentine's weekend. Could you get away with that?
I was really fantastic.
Could you get away with having somebody come help Sarah around the house on Valentine's Day so you could go on a golf trip
Absolutely not. Absolutely not, because if he came around to help her on Valentine's Day, help her with something else.
I couldn't get along.
There's not a chance. There's not a chance you leave your girl on Valentine's Day and let some other man come in the house to outman you.
Yeah, that's a bad look. Peyton, Peyton, you got abandoned on Valentine's Day. Did you go to Twin Peaks for Sweethearts Week like I told you to?
No, I did not. Oh, I did not. I just stayed at home and just watched TV, I guess. Whatever was on, what Netflix or whatever I watched there. Went to bed early. Yeah, Mackenzie was babysitting all weekend, so I just had the place to myself. Cleaned up some, but...
So she wasn't around all weekend?
Yeah, because this one, I mean, they pay stupid money. So I was like, you know what? Go ahead. Like, I'd be the babysitter if they pay me for that. Because, I mean, they pay a lot of money. But
could
yeah,
you
so
go,
she,
could you go house sit with her?
I did Friday. I went over for a little bit. But I don't know the parents. I don't know how weird that is if I, like, was over there for a long time. So, but yeah, she stays at the house for the whole weekend.
Did they tell you you could go over there? Or are you just admitting on the air potentially and upsetting this family?
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have admitted that. But,
Ring doorbell camera. They got cameras in the house.
Probably. Yeah, it's a nice neighborhood.
He was complaining about this last week. He was like, yeah, she asked me a couple months ago if, hey, would it be cool if I did this on Valentine's Day because we won't be together? And Peyton said yes. And then he said, as the week got here, he was like, Well, I kind of don't want her to do it now. So,
you know, if Valentine's Day was on like a Tuesday, like it usually is, or a Wednesday, you know, I'd probably be fine with it. But, you know, with it being on a Friday, it's like, man, that's right there on the weekend.
Man, we got it good this year, man. We really do. We've got 4th of July is on a Friday. We've got.
Do we get that day off, though?
4th of July? Yeah, we do. We get that day off. Okay. Like New Year's Eve was on, or this coming year. New Year's Eve is on like a Wednesday or Thursday, so you just take the rest of the week off. It's a good year for holidays. Valentine's Day, like I said, on a Friday. 4th of July on a Friday. Hell yeah.
Really quickly, when we wrap up here, we mentioned Post Malone as Valentine's Day gifts, and you mentioned maybe they'll play some Smells Like Teen Spirit. What's Post Malone getting into now? You say he's, isn't he doing like Nirvana cover music now?
Yeah, he's got like an album coming out where it's just cover songs, so I'm ready for this one. He's releasing an album of Nirvana covers due out in April. Too bad they didn't, you know, use the best grunge band of the 90s, which is Alice in Chains. Just do a cover of that. But you can't duplicate Lane. So you can't even try.
No, you can't. Look, I mean, Nirvana, Peyton, how many Nirvana songs can you name? Well, and by the way, we're going to play How Young is Peyton Russell at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, baby.
How many Nirvana songs can you name?
Think one, two, maybe.
Name them. What are they?
I think just the one. Teen Spirit.
It's called Teen Spirit.
Yeah, no, it's not. But
what's their album called with the naked baby?
I don't think I know that.
Oh either. Well, whatever. Never mind. Can you? Okay, real quick.
It might be the best album.
We gotta
cover.
Get a break.
Here, hold on. Before we go to break, just real quick. I want you to show me the what does the guitar intro to "Smells Like Teen Spirit" sound like? Do it, like just imitate it real quick.
Down, down, dun, 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 dun.
Okay, all right. He does know. Yep, all right, very good. You heard it. All right, more of that at 9 o'clock.
All right, here we go. It's more of that 9 o'clock. And How Young is Peyton Russell? It's Sean and RJ here on 105 through the Fan. Adam Silver speaks out on the Luka trade. We got the best and worst of the weekend. Justin Tucker, you better lawyer up, buddy. All in the 7 o'clock hour coming up next in the Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.